From the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBS News Bay Area, hot, dry conditions leave firefighters with their hands full. We have an update on several brush fires.
Curl 3, rise and fire!
The Warriors go down big early, but come roaring back. We have game highlights and reaction from fans. And with a nationwide shortage of baby formula, a Bay Area mother has a warning about formula fraud. Good morning. It is Saturday, May 21st. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Devin Feely. Let's start with a quick check of our weather with First Alert meteorologist Darren Peck.
I can't wait for the highlights on that Warriors game. I missed the second half of it. Apparently something happened. We'll hear some good news on that coming up in a bit. Sunrise just happened about 3 minutes before 6 o'clock. So this is that time of day where we start getting a real pretty view. Couple of headlines on this. Much less wind. We've had some major issues over the last 36 hours with wind in the mountains and fire weather concerns. As of this morning, that is all behind us now. And instead, we're going to start looking ahead to a bit of a warm up. We can already see it. Some of our inland locations are about 10 degrees warmer right now than you were yesterday. And by that, I mean like, you know, inland, like Solano County, like Fairfield. But look where we're going for daytime highs today. Mid-80s, sunny, calm. This is going to be a fantastic weekend. It gets warmer from here into the week. I'll show you that coming up in a bit. For now, Devin, back to you.
This is a live look at Chase Center this morning. Now, last night, there was a moment when it felt like the game was slipping away from the Warriors, but they showed why they're three times champs and why you're just white knuckling it on the couch at home. Now, we knew the Mavs would come out with a sense of urgency, and they did. They went up early. Luka dropped 42, and the Mavs led by as much as 19 in the first half. But the Warriors slowly chipped away at that lead. Kevon Looney, always solid and dependable, was a star last night. He dropped 21. Curry had 32. And Golden State came back to win 126-117 to take a 2-0 series lead. KPIX5's Betty Yu spent the game with fans.
Tonight's victory for the Warriors was not an easy one, and that's why the fans went absolutely wild in the fourth quarter when the team took the first lead in the game. Chase Center was thunderous tonight, celebrating a comeback win after a huge deficit.
Describe your mood right now.
What's the mood?
Elation, elated. That was a great comeback win.
Huge. I mean, the Warriors' heart right there. Down 20, and they come back, unbelievable.
It made the victory that much sweeter, right?
I mean, sweeter, it felt like 2017.
Let's go, competition!
There was a first tonight. The official DJ for the Warriors, D Sharp, was the halftime performer. He's been spinning for the team for nearly a decade and turned the arena into a giant dance party.
Also know, because you have been doing it for a long time, that the energy in this house really matters.
It does.
And it can boost the team.
It does. The energy matters. Dub Nation matters. We go blooded. We got to get the W's every single time. And you know what, man? Like, there's always this talk about Oracle versus Chase. Chase is here. Like, it's, you know, we love Oracle. Oracle has a special place in my heart. But this is lit too.
The Warriors lit up in the second half when the game did a complete 180. Singer Adele took in the dramatic action courtside.
When the going gets tough, they come up on top.
It's all about the adjustments, right? It was a hard time, but they figured it out and they got it done at the end.
That's
what matters.
The fans celebrated inside Chase Center all the way outside, where Dub Nation danced their hearts out and savored the victory at Thrive City. In San Francisco, Betty Yu, KPIX 5.
The Warriors will be in Dallas tomorrow for Game 3. Tip-off is set for 6 p.m. A tragic accident in Fremont where a car struck and killed a 7-year-old child on a bicycle happened about 3:45 on Friday afternoon on Montrose Avenue near 680 and Auto Mall Parkway. The child later died at the hospital. The driver did stay at the scene and is cooperating with investigators. Neighbors left flowers and a candle near the crash site to remember the young victim. Investigators remained on the scene overnight as officers diverted traffic from the area just east of Fremont Boulevard. Turning to the fire watch, crews in San Jose are keeping an eye out for any flare-ups after a fire near Commodore Park. That's in the Barry Esson neighborhood. The flames were first spotted a little after 6 last night. At one point, 3 separate fires were burning, but crews managed to get things under control. The cause is still unclear. Another brush fire prompted evacuations near Highway 1 in Mendocino County. The Owens fire started about 4 p.m. It forced residents in the area of Point Arena to find safer ground. Some of that smoke drifted down towards the North Bay. That evacuation order has since been lifted. And windy weather helped drive this brush fire in Concord. Chopper 5 was over the flames off Willow Pass Road and Highway 4. It broke out just after noon on Friday and grew to about 20 acres. It was a close call for these businesses. You can just see how close the fire got to the buildings. We actually saw one worker taking matters into his own hands and grabbing a hose. Firefighters did manage to keep the flames from spreading. There was a lot of smoke in the area. The fire is now contained. Crews will be out there today to monitor any hot spots. The first military flights of baby formula from Europe to help with the shortage here in the U.S. are expected to arrive this weekend. Now, meanwhile, the nation's second largest formula maker is ramping up production by 35%. Reddick says that it's also offering its manufacturing employees unlimited overtime. Now, one mom desperate to feed her daughter amid a nationwide formula shortage has experienced the best and the worst of human nature. KPIX5's Julia Goodridge reports on her warning to other parents.
You were scammed trying to get formula to keep your daughter alive, right?
Yes. When we first introduced you to Keely Aguilar and her 11-year-old daughter Natalia, born with a very rare disease, it was about the struggle to find baby formula to nourish Natalia. Formula that's in high demand, hard to find now, and very expensive.
It has been probably one of the most stressful experiences I've ever gone through.
Natalia's stomach doesn't have the ability to break down food, so she has a tube inserted at night to give a steady stream of formula while she sleeps.
This is a major, major life-threatening issue for her.
And here's where the scammer comes in. They know they're at a new parent's mercy, and parents like Keely. Look at this. Here under lock and key, only 5 per customer allowed. It's almost like we're going through the whole toilet paper issue all over again. And look at this, $23.99 just for 1 can.
So when a seemingly generous donor sent Keely a message online offering to give her formula at a fraction of the cost, she was grateful and relieved.
Well, I thought, okay, that sounds great. I'm happy to pay this reduced amount for this formula, and the shipping is what we had agreed to.
So she sent $250 for cases of formula that would have cost her thousands of dollars at the current store price.
So I sent the money, and then their Facebook page was gone. So it was pretty upsetting.
There are scammers out there, and they are preying on this type of opportunity. Infuriating.
It's infuriating. It's upsetting. It's shocking to me because I can't believe that people would prey on innocent children and people who are desperately trying to feed their children.
So what now? Fortunately, other generous viewers who saw our story,
running out of her only food source,
have helped out.
It's wonderful to have that. People love Natalia. People love us as a family. So I'm very thankful for all of the people who have come to us and are trying to help in any way they can.
So it's nice to end this story on a positive note, but also with a warning to beware. Juliet Goodrich, KPIX 5.
Moving down to the coronavirus, students at Berkeley Public Schools will have to mask up indoors again. The city's health officer says that Berkeley Unified is seeing a, quote, significant increase in the cases among students and staff. So starting on Monday, everyone at school is required to wear a mask indoors. This includes classes and graduation ceremonies. The mandate will continue for the rest of the academic year.
Yeah, we do know from advice we're getting from public health that COVID is prevalent in our community. We're assuming that transmission is taking place across our community, and that's likely true in our schools as well.
The Bay Area remains the state's COVID hotspot, and the state's test positivity rate has jumped again. The 7-day rate is now at 6%. That's up nearly 2 percentage points from just last week. San Francisco's Archbishop is barring House Speaker Nancy Pelosi from receiving communion at churches in the diocese because of her support for abortion rights. Archbishop Salvatore Corleone issued the directive in an open letter on Friday. He also tweeted after numerous attempts to speak with Speaker Pelosi to help her understand the grave evil that she is perpetrating, the scandal she is causing, and the danger to her own soul she is risking. I have determined that she is not to be admitted to Holy Communion. The Archbishop previously sent a letter to Pelosi warning her that this could happen. He spoke about it on a podcast called Behind the Story.
But more recently, with her advocacy for codifying the Roe decision in federal law, it's becoming more and more extreme and more aggressive. And I've been trying to speak with her about this.
Speaker Pelosi has not responded publicly, but last September she addressed the friction between the two over the Women's Health Protection Act, which would have protected abortion access.
The Archbishop of the city of that area of San Francisco and I have a disagreement about who should decide this. I believe that God has given us a free will to honor our responsibilities.
The directive also covers Marin and San Mateo counties. The Archbishop of Santa Rosa says that he will honor it as well.